Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's July 16th, and I am recording at 10:17 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, first the quickie audio for subscribers on the run, and stock markets, well, the day belonged to the bulls, so I'll just single out some of the ones that did not go higher today. Vietnam did not. They're mostly in the Asia-Pacific region. Taiwan also down very slightly, though. Just sort of an eighth of a percentage point. And let's see, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia were also a little bit lower. Best gains in the Asia Pacific region looks like India had a good day in here today, and continuing to firm. Let's see, Japan quite steady. China steady in here, and that's pretty much it for that Asia Pacific region. Now, I'll come back on that and just look at some of these points in a little more detail here. But first, let's look at what happened in Europe. Strong gains. Here we've got Italy up 1.67, Spain 1.54, Germany 1.53, France 1.47% higher, Eurostoxx 50 1.45, and just moving steadily up through resistance. So they've broken the progression of lower rally highs that had been caused by the Greek fears. And also in Europe, we had Denmark surging to new highs, and also Ireland, two strong markets breaking out to the upside. Wall Street steady in here, moving up towards the higher side of the range. Did we have a new closing high on the NASDAQ Composite Index? I think we might have, or very, very close, very, very close to it. So you might ask, are we getting a little bit overbought in here? Yes, we are, but there's momentum in the market right now. We do have to remember this is a period, though, seasonally, where markets tend to underperform, but they've had two good news items. Greece is still alive, albeit lobotomized within the EU. And we have this peace deal that plenty of people are cynical about, between the five nations and Iran. But, well, let's just give it a chance. I think Iran wants to come out of the cold. Okay, looking at other markets, bonds, dead quiet, virtually unchanged, 2.35% for the U.S. 10-year. The VIX totally relaxed, too relaxed. It's right at the bottom of the range, at 12.11. And the dollar is too strong. Now, it's pushed above the May, or it's challenging the May high. And it's got more support underneath it within the range. Looks like it could get through that, continue up through that May high, and get back up and challenge the March and April highs at the upper side of the range. It's currently at 97.63. The higher side of the range is up just near that 100 level. Now, the Fed won't like this, so why doesn't it come in and perhaps intervene? Well, maybe they just want to let this play out, let the market get long, and then hit it closer to the resistance. Or they may feel there's just too much underlying demand in here overall. But I'll point out again, this is a headwind for corporate profits, and the Fed would definitely like to see the dollar lower, and it may stay there. A strong dollar may stay their hand on the rate hike in September, although they'd love to get that off the mark. Euro slipped a little, 1.0879. Again, that's partly due to the strong dollar. And what's the yen? 124.15. That's helping Japan. And let's see, Canadian dollar is weak, 1.2957 against the U.S. And sterling 56, 1.56. I should say. And in commodities, precious metals just hanging on for dear life. Well, actually, they're losing dear life here. They are sliding. I don't get more bearish the lower they go, but it looks like they could get some downward acceleration, and that would possibly create an important bottom. We will see. But commodities generally, the CCI index, it moved gradually higher over 4 days and has given it all up in the last 2 days. Lots of downward pressure. The agricultural commodities are also weak in here, or weaker in here today. They've been outperforming the industrial commodities, but again, just the whole sector somewhat weaker. Okay, that's the end of the shorty. Let's go on now and go back to these stock markets. Now, China is a bit of a mystery, and or I'll put it this way, it's doing things that make people nervous. It's the most overtly managed big market the world has seen in here. How's this actually going to play out? Well, it is growing, and you've got some cheap valuations in Hong Kong through the HSI Hong Kong Hang Seng Index and the H Shares Index. But Japan may be the safer bet. It won't move as spectacularly, but that so those spectacular moves tend to be in both directions, as we've seen with China. Also, India quietly just firming, following its corrective phase, and it's still within this medium-term consolidation. But I think we've certainly seen the important low, and I think the next big development will be the retest of the upper side of its boundary overall. And I maintain it's a good story. So my order of preference in these markets: India, then Japan, China, if you can stand the heat, the volatility, and play it through the Hong Kong companies. And Vietnam, no, overextended here in the short term, and that's still an emerging market. Okay, within Europe, I think that, again, main point I would emphasize in here: these markets are moving higher, following the two items of good news that I actually mentioned, and Greece avoiding the Grexit, and good news for stock market investors, if not Greece, and also the Iran nuclear deal. So we're getting overbought, and that will lead to a consolidation. It may actually start tomorrow. But this is just not a bear market environment. We still have very competitive interest rates, and for equities, very low, I should say, interest rates, so there's no headwind there. We also have quantitative easing. You've got that big time from Japan, and you also have the big time from the European within the European Union, and also China on its own own variation. So those factors make bull moves much more likely than lasting bear moves. And I think that yes, we're a little overbought and we may get a reaction in consolidation, but certainly as the year progresses, as the second half of this year progresses, I would expect to see Europe a higher rather than lower. Can the US do that as well? Quite possibly. A strong action here in some interesting lead sectors. A lot of those bellwether shares. Now let's take Apple. That 28 and a half or 128 and a half in here today. And so I said it needed to get back above that 130 level and hold that to prove that we really did have a successful test of that important support level near 120. I think that's the message we will get because these technology companies have a tendency here to, in this environment where growth isn't all that strong and where there have been question marks and problems for corporate profits, the dollar headwind, so on, that they can range for months. And then they break decisively up out of those patterns. What's done that recently? Well, Google has is one of the highest profile ones. It's done that very dramatically. Whereas Apple is still very much in the range, but moving up from the lower side of the range, which is encouraging and registering a failed downside break as it went back to test the rising 200-day moving average. The biotechnology index, hot sector, and that's right up on its high, so that broke out earlier in the week. Good action overall. Don't be surprised, as I said earlier, if we get some profit taking here tomorrow, Friday. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.